Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, let's turn coat Tuesday. It's also the fourth day of June, 2019. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597 and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 72 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 78 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And looks like a beautiful day out there. Maybe I'll get a walk outside today. We'll see what we're going to open up with. As soon as I started doing the intro, I mean, the computer just starts screaming. What am I going to talk about? Wow. Let's see what we got here. Yes, illegal aliens have constitutional rights, and this is from 2015, and it was sent in by Coyote, and we're going to take a peek at it, and we'll be right back.
They paid paradise and put up a fucking lie. With a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go, but you don't know what you got till it's gone. It'd be a paradise, put up a fucking line.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. Yes, comma, illegal aliens have constitutional rights. No, by God, they don't. This is from The Hill, 2015. It was sent in by Coyote for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. These words from Section 1 of the 14th Fraudulent act of treason to the Constitution rank along with the Constitution's Bill of Rights as in these precincts the most important in the world in American history. Somebody trying to get in?
Don't forget to throw in unlawful, man.
And ungoddamn lawful. There you go. No state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges and immunities. We don't have privileges and immunities. We have absolute rights that cannot be infringed upon. Privilege and immunities are something that are granted. Our rights are a part of our beings. They are our natural rights. We're like our fingers and toes. We're born with them. Of citizens, we're not citizens. We are American nationals. Of the United States, with it looks got a capital U, United, and a capital States. That's the corporation. And yeah, under your corporate charter, your unlawful, fraudulent. Corporate charter. Whatever you say, whatever your policy is, whatever the board says is the fucking law. But out here in the real world, where there's the largest army to ever exist on this planet, heavily armed and fucking sick of your shit, it don't mean nothing. Nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. We already had that. You know, they tried to throw a few little things in that 14th Amendment to make it seem legit. It's not. The first words of it make it not legit. All persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction of the United States of America or the individual states. Well, I'm not subject to any fucking thing. You are subject to me, bitches. And everything that follows, that's just fucking fraud. It has to be. Period. Life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor deny to any person within its jurisdiction the equal protections of the law. Well, yeah, the equal protections of the law, that's all. All of this stuff is in the Bill of Rights, okay? And it, but it isn't a privilege granted by a government. It is a fucking right that you're born, that the American national is born with, the people born within the territorial boundaries of the little united, big-ass states of these Americas, a republic. The following words do not rank well in American history, jurisprudence, or in truth. Illegal aliens do not have legal rights, Glenn Beck declared on CNN February 2007. Glenn Beck's a nobody piece of shit. I mean, he played a game, and I mean, he was a shill, and then when it came down to the FEMA camps, he debunked that, you know. That faggot. I think he's a queer, personally. He looks like a fucking queer. He dresses like a fucking queer. He wears makeup like a fucking queer. I think he's a queer. He is not alone. Popular radio talk show hosts Rush Limbaugh, Mark Levin, Laura Ingraham, and Sean Hannity agree with Beck to one degree or another. For example, Ingraham, a lawyer, says that Supreme Court Justice William Brennan in Plyer versus Doe, 1982, offhandedly commented that illegals had rights because they were persons. Well, that person thing, you know, this is what this whole article is centered around, persons and identifying what it don't fucking matter. All people are persons. It's that subject. I mean, you're not going with the right word. It's that subject. Subjects do not have rights. Subjects are property of their sovereign. Subjects are, and everything they own are property of their sovereigns. It ain't got a goddamn thing to do with persons. All persons born or naturalized in the United States, it doesn't fucking matter, are subjects, according to your unlawful 14th Amendment, which makes it null and void because the Bill of Rights was ratified law. It was the law of this land before it was ever attached as the preamble to your fucking elitist constitution. Offhandedly commented that illegals have rights because they were persons. No one should take Brennan seriously or his official declaration of legal rights of illegal aliens because they have none. Because they are not American nationals. Only American nationals can have, I mean, it's just like, it's going, take your goddamn, this idea that constitutional rights just belong to any persons, and try it in Mexico. Try it in fucking North Korea. Just try it. The critics all claim that undocumented workers are immigrants. No, fucking they are illegal aliens. Whichever label is the flavor of the day, don't have legal rights because they are lawbreakers by entering the country. It has nothing to fucking do with it. They are lawbreakers absolutely by entering the country, but you do not take on our nationality. It's our nationality that they cannot just take on. When they walk across the board, they're taking on our nationality and claiming a part of everything that belongs to us. In this country is American nationals. It doesn't have a entering the country illegal and owe no loyalty to the United States. It has nothing to do with that either. It has to do with the goddamn who owns what? Who owns the goddamn property? I guess you could come into my yard and say, you're a person so you can be there. No, you can't. It's my fucking property. Get out. They claim that only U.S. citizens, natural born or naturalized, are protected by the Constitution. Well, they're mixing apples and oranges here, trying to get an outcome that ain't going to work. They claim that only U.S. citizens, naturalized or born or naturalized. No, that 14th Amendment says that you're a subject if you're one of those people. I'm not one of those people. I'm an individual free sovereign national for the little united big ass states of the America in full possession of my rights guaranteed under the Bill of Rights. 10 articles amended as a preamble to the Constitution for the little united big ass states of these Americas. And you don't have that by walking across the fucking border, pal. What you are is a trespasser. By definition, you are trespassing. And trespassers don't get to come into my fucking house and go into my refrigerator, do they? However, you would like to have it so they could, but I'm here to tell you they won't, because they'll get blowed right out the door. The critics are not only wrong, they are really, truly, and sincerely wrong. The U.S. Supreme Court, that is a capital U.S. Supreme Court, and that's for the U.S. corporation. It has no fucking authority in this country. It is an unlawful entity that is operating for a foreign entity in this country as a goddamn occupation force in this country. Settled this issue. Oh, did they really settle this issue? No, we settled this issue back in 1775 when we laid down the fucking law with our guns like we're going to have to do again here. Settled this issue well over a century ago. Oh, a whole century ago, huh? But even before the court laid the issue to rest, a principal author of the Constitution, James Madison, the fourth president of the United States, wrote that they aliens owe on the one hand a temporary obedience they are entitled to return to their constitutional protection and they are entitled to their constitutional protection and advantage. If you come here under a visa, if you come to this country invited, you would be covered. This might be a quid pro quo, but you wouldn't have the authority of an American national to go into a fucking common law court. You do not have the jurisdiction born in you. It's the jurisdiction, jurisdiction, jurisdiction. It is born. You can't walk across a border and it just pops into you. You are born with it as a part of your birthright. That's the way the fucking law is written, and there, it's only one way it can be read. Who was this here? James Madison? Fuck him. He was one of the fucking elitists, if I recall correctly. More recently, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in Zadvydas versus Davis, 2001, that, quote, due process of the 14th Amendment applies to all aliens in the United States. And it would. Now, see, that's a true statement. That 14th Amendment, admiralty jurisdiction, it would apply to anybody that walked across that fucking border illegally. And even the people who came on visas would be under the tutelage of the fucking United States, the true United States government, if there was one. And they would be under the admiralty jurisdiction because they're fucking foreigners. They weren't born. If they were born with it, they would have had it on the other side of that line. They wouldn't have to walk across the line and say, oh, it's in me now. Now, that ain't how it works.
They're letting them vote, Henry, and they're giving them goddamn licenses to drive, and Jesus Christ.
They're giving them
everything, man.
Of course, Mark, but that's still all a part of the admiralty that can't exist in this country. This is why, you know, we're not going to argue our way out of this. We're not going to paper our way out of this. We're going to let our way out of this like our forefathers did. There was no goddamn buddy commanding the militias at Lexington and Concord, you guys got to come out, you stand in rank, okay, yes sir, none of that bullshit. That was people who said, we will not be subjugated, we will not be anyone's property, who stepped out and pulled out their fucking guns and pointed them at the fucking British that outnumbered them 100-1 and fucking let loose. That's what it was. It was the people. And that's when the goddamn aristocrats in the colonies that had been inflicting the king's tyranny upon the people and who were actually the ones being rebelled against Oh, they wrote the Declaration of Independence. All the bitches, and they threw in their own little bitches, like they couldn't bring in enough people for their fucking, enough slave labor into this country, and they tried to make that a fucking part of it. That's why that Bill of Rights had to be put in place to say, no, this belongs to fucking American individuals. And the only way you can, see, this way, the whole way this argument breaks down, you can't do it. You can't bring somebody in from the outside and say, well, they got every right that you do. And that means they have a right to all the fucking resources. No, they fucking don't. Those fucking resources belong to the American nationals. And the Bill of Rights says the only way that any property can be removed is through due process of the law outlined in the Bill of Rights. And a fucking foreigner cannot file against an American national in a fucking common law court because he does not have the fucking jurisdiction. He's of a foreign jurisdiction. State whose presence may or maybe or is unlawful, involuntary, or transitory. Where are we at? 14. I missed something there. More recently, 2001, due process of the law of the 14th Amendment. See, that's why I tell you, in everything you find today, is that 14th Amendment has to be there. Because they are not operating under the common law. It was illegal. This is why there was such a big deal. That 10-mile square known as Washington, D.C., when they made that, that's going to be the capital, but it's going to be a district. It's the District of Columbia, a military citadel, apart and separate from the fucking rest of the country, because our servants that were going to do their work in there could never reach out and try to inflict some kind of authority that did not exist over us. That could not exist over us, which was, any such authority would have been forbidden by the 9th article of the People's Bill of Rights, the people's law, the people's authority. 14th Amendment applies to aliens in the United States whose presence may be or is unlawful, involuntary, or transitory. The admiralty would, when you caught one of the son of a bitches, unless he broke a law, like killed somebody or something, and then you would turn him over for fucking, they would take him out on a boat and they'd have a military trial for him. They could see, they've got everything 180 off. What are supposed to be our rights are being given to these fucking invaders who have no rights in this goddamn country. I mean, that's like saying you fucking forced your way into my house and you have a right to be there. No, you do not. It not only defies logic, but it defies the fucking law as it's written. 20 years before Zanvendis, the Supreme Court ruled that the state of Texas could not enforce a state law that prohibited illegally present children from attending grade schools, as all other Texas children were required to attend. And see, that's true under the 14th Amendment, but then again, the 14th Amendment can't be there. It is a fraud. It is unlawful. It is a violation of the 9th article of the people's authority. The people are the authority in this country. And there was never no suggestion that the government was going to have any kind of authority over we the people. Well, they sure, they put their little commerce clause in there and they put their general welfare clause in there. But the anti-federalists saw it exactly for what it was because people weren't stupid back then. And they had good reason not to be stupid because they just fought a fucking war to get this goddamn country. And they put it all in check. They put it all in check with the Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights cannot be broken. That 9th article says no power can ever exist to change it. So if it cannot be changed, then you have to abide by it because it is the law. It was the ratified. See, they talk about always constitution rights, constitution. No, those rights were there before it was attached to the Constitution because it had already went to every state and been fucking it. It was ratified by a majority of the fucking states, making it the law of the fucking land, period. Legally present, attending school. Well, yeah, those fucking schools aren't supposed to exist either, socialist. If there are any schools, they would be privately owned by an American national. And they would be privately run by an American national, and the government would have zero fucking business with what we're doing in private, in our private lives. That was the whole idea of this country of liberty and freedom. That's what liberty and freedom means. The court ruled in Plyer that the illegal aliens who are challenging the state may claim the benefit of the Equal Protection Clause, which provides that no state shall deny to any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the law, whatever his status under immigration law or alien is a person in any ordinary sense of the term. See, they're trying to play this game, but the bottom line is that 14th Amendment cannot be there because of the first fucking words in it, where it says that any person, that we're all persons, every one of us is a person. I'll tell you who ain't a person is that goddamn corporation. They changed that's where they went and changed the meaning of fucking words for their private private business. It's a private corporate business. That's the courts they're running here. Private corporate business courts for money. Not justice, money. And because they are persons. Well, yes, they are persons. And as far as remove that 14th Amendment and fucking, they cross that fucking line, you shoot their ass. That's called invasion in any other country in the goddamn world with the fucking lick of sense. They are invading into your country. They have no right to be here. If that line that separates, the United States from Mexico doesn't exist, that line that separates, or that door that separates the inside of your house from the outside of your house, your gate that separates your property from the fucking public street, they don't exist. Because they're a person, they can walk right in your fucking house, right? Wrong. The undocumented status of these children does not establish a sufficient rational basis for denying benefits that the state afforded their residents. Oh, fucking yes, it does. Because we, the people who own this country, are the ones that are providing those fucking benefits against our will, admittedly. But again, you are seizing our property to hand over to that little fucking son of a bitch from Honduras or Guatemala. You are taking what is ours away from us to give to that foreigner. And you cannot do it. Go ahead. Sorry.
Thank you. That's okay. I got a question. The 14th. It says all persons born or naturalized in the U.S. United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside.
Right.
I've also heard it say, this was, during or after the Civil War, this thing was, 18th. Brought into effect. Now, it says, and subject. So does that mean that there are people that are and some people that aren't?
No, they're saying that if you're born here, you are subject. That's what it's saying. You are subject. All persons born or naturalized in the United States are subject to, I don't have it here to read in front of me, but go ahead and read it again from the beginning.
Yeah, it says all persons born or naturalized in the United States, and subject to the jurisdiction thereof.
Right there. And subject to the jurisdiction thereof. Are you subject to that jurisdiction?
No.
No, you're not. You can't be subject to anything or else you don't have rights. If you are individual with liberty, you are not subject to that. That's what makes the 14th Amendment unlawful. They cannot.
This has nothing to do with the slaves or anything like that. Like they were, they were born here, they were naturalized. I mean, it has nothing to do with that. I mean,
The slaves, there was never. The slaves that were held before the Civil War were being held in bondage in violation of the Bill of Rights, period.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what should have been invoked, is the Bill of... what they were saying is because they were let's be honest about it, what they were telling you is they weren't human. They were not human beings. And see, this is how they allowed slavery, but it wasn't just black people. It was people from Europe. It was the Irish. Britain's niggers. Okay, same difference. They were brought here. If you were under bondage, you are not a free person. You are a subject. You are subject to that bond. And what they claim it was for. Was to bring the states under the federal government. The state governments make the state government subordinate to the federal government. But the first goddamn words out of it, all those born and naturalized in the United States are subject to the jurisdiction thereof. As soon as it says subject, it's over. We cannot be subject to anything but the common law, or else we are not free, and the Bill of Rights is not in effect. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and I look at it, too. It says, and naturalized. I mean, crossing into another country is illegal. That's not naturalization. And you can't grant an illegal naturalization after the fact.
There was one grant. There was one grant of nationalization when the United States became the United States. And that was for everybody that was here. It had to be. We were formerly British citizens. And we became American nationals, and it was for that one generation. And as far as the people that came into this country, who sat down? I want to see it because I haven't read it anywhere, and I've read a mountain of goddamn books. And I want to sit down. I want to see who said that anybody else could come in. A bunch of Masons in France made a big statue that they put out in New York Harbor. And out there, but I want to know where the first person they went to bring in here. If I'm there, I'm going, no, they don't get to come in. They're taking a part of what's mine. It might be, as big as this United States is, it might be the part that they're going to take might be so minuscule as to be hard to describe, but it could be described. It could be described as, say back then there was 10 million people here, 1/10 millionth. Of this whole United States that belongs to we the people who just fucking kicked the British out of here and took it away from them is being handed over to this person and it belongs to me, and you're taking it without filing in a common law court and a due process of law. You Mr. Government, do not have the authority to take anything away from me. That's why they had to, they put that 14th Amendment in there in 1869. Because the plan has always been, I know, Katie, you read that book on the making of the Bill of Rights. They never wanted, they wanted subjects. It all belonged to them. I mean, even when they were here as the king's men, I mean, that's why they treated the people so badly that the people turned on them. The people's got sick of them, start tarring and feathering them and beating the shit out of them and hanging them. So then they bring in the British troops, and they start taking people back to Britain to be prosecuted, where they're not getting a trial by a jury of their peers, or there's nothing. And they, like they said, there were Bill of Rights in the colonies. Not a lot of it was followed because they didn't have to follow it because you were a British subject. It's like it was the 14th Amendment. It's what they decided. And you can't, in the United States, if you went into government, you stepped down a notch. As soon as you became part of the fiduciary, you stepped down a notch. Every American national was above you. You worked for them. That's why they called them public servants. Anyways, we'll go on this a little bit more when we get back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
I took a walk around the world to ease my troubled mind. I left my body lying somewhere in the sands of time. But I watched the world float to the dark side of the moon. I feel there's nothing I can do. I watched the world float to the dark side of the moon. After all I knew, it had to be something to do with you. I really don't mind what happens now and then, as long as you'll be my friend at the end. If I go crazy, then will you still call me Superman? If I'm alive and well, will you be there to hold in my hand? I'll keep you by my side with my superhuman might, kryptonite. You call me strong, you call me weak, but still your secrets I will keep. For granted all the times I never let you down. You stumbled in and bumped your head. If not for me, then you'd be dead. I picked you up, put you back on solid ground. If I go crazy, then will you still call me Superman? If I'm alive and well, will you be there holding my hand? I'll keep you by my side with my superhuman might.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:37 Pacific Time, and that was Kryptonite by Three Doors Down. And back to our discussion on the 14th Amendment. Now, see, the people, when the 14th Amendment was put in place, I mean, the people who, most people knew what the hell, knew who they were. They knew, I don't want your privileges and immunities. I don't need them. I'm a natural born, American national, and I have my Bill of Rights, which supersedes which in fact makes your 14th Amendment unlawful to inflict upon me. That's when they really started the stealing, is what you gotta understand. It was all about stealing. Because they still understood, they knew exactly who they were. And the common law courts were still right there in effect. a person. I mean, they would have never tried this. I mean, prior to, I mean, as it leaked out, as people figured it out, as I mean, I've watched it for 30 years. I've been doing this. And as it leaked out, then they came at it and they were plugged in. They'd go ahead and plug it in because no use to try to hide it anymore. Somebody's done stepped in there. The first time we took this shit into court, man, they didn't know what they couldn't answer. The judges sitting on the benches didn't know. They were trained in these frickin' law schools, these admiralty law schools, you know, contract law and procedure, how to plead before a judge. You don't plead with your goddamn government. You tell it what to do. You order it. You are the authority in the country. And as more people figured it out and more people, people started challenging this way and that way. And then they, you know, more of it came out. And when I went to jail for challenging, they never got conviction on me. They never got jurisdiction over me. They wanted to put me in jail for prison for 2 years. I mean, at least 2 years, I should be in prison. But they couldn't do it because they never got jurisdiction over me because I'm not a fucking 14th Amendment subject. I'm an individual, free, sovereign national, and that Bill of Rights is mine. I was born with it. My jurisdiction is there, and it is the superior. It's just the only jurisdiction that can exist in this goddamn country unless you go into war powers. That was the only place that the government had any authority was in the war powers, and they were supposed to menace money that was made of silver and gold so that we could exploit our own resources as entrepreneurs and become rich and free. And at liberty to do as we goddamn well pleased. But they wanted it all. They wanted it all from the beginning, and that's evidenced by the book we read when they went to have their continental conventions after the shooting started in 1775. Here, you know, the people are there. We want our goddamn rights. You know, we ain't gonna be their subject. They don't own us. They don't own what we created. And that was the majority, the mass majority. I always thought before I got to read the Anti-Federalist Papers, the Federalist Papers were always easy to get to read. They hid the Anti-Federalist Papers because they directly correlate with that Bill of Rights. They said the people who wrote the Anti-Federalist Papers said this is what they're going to do with that part of the Constitution, that authority. This is what they're going to do with that authority. And they seen what the plan was. And they flat ass put it in check by saying, no, that ain't what the people fought for. It's like, you know, when we talk about John Adams, the first words out of his mouth after the surrender at Yorktown. Let's declare a king. Who in the fuck are you, mister? I thought I was fighting to be a fucking individual free man here. And like I said, that's why, I mean, this big story about George Washington humbly, that bullshit. You tried to declare a king, the Continental Army, everybody would have came and got, they just came and hung your ass, which is what they should have done in the first fucking place. Because these were the same pricks from the colonies that you rebelled against in the first place, you see. I gotta believe there was a lot of discussion about that. And see, but then again, they stepped up and they financed. It was the mammon. Mammon decided the day they put their personal fortunes, like John Hancock, who was in bed with the fucking the governor of Massachusetts. He said, you know, running his liquor and stuff, you know, around the taxes, he wasn't paying no taxes or no import fees or anything. He had a deal. He was one of the boys. They were all one of the boys. They were all the king's men. And who ended up getting the charter surrendered to him? All the king's men with the American army behind them, made up of individual free nationals who were fighting for their fucking rights. They wouldn't have dared. They had to do it incrementally, but they are patient sons of bitches, and everybody knows that. They plan 100 years into the future. They planned that Civil War. Both sides thought they were fighting for their God. Well, the man in the South damn sure knew he was fighting for his rights. I got to believe that the 14th Amendment was what they were bringing up. It was what they were trying to push in Washington, D.C. when the delegates got up and walked out and said, no fucking way. You ain't going to do it. This is a removal of the fucking Bill of Rights, which is a superior law. At the same time, they're looking over here, Yankee boy. Hey, yeah, you go put that Yankee uniform on. You got to go fight for your rights, or else these Southerners are going to make slaves out of you. And bringing slavery into the new territories, it's always been a game to them. You know, when you're living fat and you got a fat wallet, and life's just, you know, we were talking about it yesterday about money. Oh, well, money doesn't make you happy, but you can sure as fuck choose your misery. And I mean, we've talked about this before. Once you get so much goddamn money that you can buy anything your mind could imagine, then it comes down to you start going goofy. You start losing it inside your fucking mind. Because the ultimate is to own a person. I mean, there's a, what the hell is the name? The movie Maverick. I don't know how many of you watched it, but you know, he's going around trying to get the money to go for the big game on the boat. And he goes to the Indians. And then there's a Russian, some Russian guy there, the rich Russian guy there. He's, you know, wanting to shoot every animal in the woods. He wants to shoot one. And then he goes, I got a plan. He tells Maverick to get, you know, raise a couple of grand. And he goes for $1,000, you get ultimate prize. You get to shoot an Indian. You get to shoot a person. And this is how these sick son of a bitches operate, man. Once you got so much money, you can buy, I mean, there's nothing that you can think of that you can't just, I want it, give it to me, here it is, okay. It gets boring. And then that's when your mind gets sick. And you start trying to think of something that will excite you. There's nothing left that will excite you except fucking sick shit. Cause you've done, you know, any natural thing you've already bought it. You want a yacht? You got a yacht. You want an island? You got a goddamn island. You want somebody waiting on you hand and foot that you're paying. You got it. But there's nothing the thing that always, like I said, really just eats at me. Just thinking about that son of a bitch on the plantation. The man at the big house, you know, the mass at the big house. And it wasn't just the black people. This is white people it happened to, too. And brown people. People of all colors were indentured slaves in this goddamn country. This was a slave country. And then looking down there and seeing, wow, man, Mary, she sure is developing. I mean, she's like 12 years old. You're seeing, you know, she's developing and she's become a woman, a young woman. Not that it wasn't uncommon to marry at 12 years old back in them goddamn days. I mean, there's a lot of weird shit. But it was young people building a nation, and you didn't live till be about 30 years old was an old man. So you had to get on with your life. But he's looking down the hill. And the father and mother of this child, you know, that this is their child that they raised. Oh, I mean, maybe put something around her to try to hide her tits or try to hide the fact that she is developed. And Massa, he's looking up there on the hill. Think about that. Do you want to be that guy down at the bottom of the hill? And he's looking at your daughter. He says, tell Jives, yeah, she's bring her up to the big house and wash her up. I want her working up here at the big house. She's going to be with me. She's going to be in my bed. I'm going to rape her. Because isn't that what it's called, rape? When you take a 12-year-old and you take him and you force yourself, you know, on him. And I mean, not that a 12-year-old could really make a decision like that. But the idea that you could just think of it as a man, somebody coming up and your 12-year-old daughter and saying, I want her up to the big house. I'm going to fuck her tonight. I'm going to fuck your daughter tonight. And I can do it because you're my property and you bore her. So she's my property. Go ahead.
And you know, too, it was the freaking king's man. You know, they had ultimate. You know, authority over people. Hey, if they wanted your daughter, they can have your daughter. If they wanted you, they could have had you. And that, you know, that right there is not discussed in history as well either. That how they just went in. If they wanted half of your cows, the king's men could have took half of your cows too.
And you don't own nothing as a subject. That's the whole idea here. But I mean, to take it to the extreme is what I'm talking about here. Dion, you standing there, you got your 12-year-old daughter beside you. And Massa comes down, Massa sends his boy down the hill and says, Massa wants her up to the big house. He's going to fuck her tonight. How would you feel like a man?
Hell no.
You couldn't. And he ain't no man. He's a sick son of a bitch is what he is. But it wasn't, they act like it was all about a labor kind of thing. It's always been about these fucking pedophiles is really what it's, you know. This goddamn government is dirty with, I mean, it's pedophilic. And then this is the kind, this is what I'm talking about when they get so much power and money that it gets boring to them. They gotta, a regular fellow, you know, working a job and stuff, there might be some kind of car he wants or a gun he wants or something that, you know, he wants to work for. And, you know, he earns the money and he goes and gets it. It's a pretty satisfying feeling getting it. But after a while, you've owned it and you've had it, you know, it ain't going to excite you like it did. It's like being born. You know, when you're a little kid, I don't know what the hell happens when you die. But when you're born, everything to me and you right now is old. Because we're old. We've seen it all, man. We've seen about everything there is to see within our, within our range of mammon, let's put it that way. There are a lot of things I'd like to see. I'd like to see the pyramids. I'd like to, you know, go see England. I'd like to go see Switzerland where my family came from. But, I mean, pretty much everything is old to us. But when a new baby is born, everything's brand new. Everything is, oh, wow. Everything is cool. That first, maybe you ever give a kid a little bit of ice cream on the end of your finger, the first ice cream they ever tasted, and watch that little kid, whoa. And that's the feeling I'm talking about. I mean, that's why people get addicted to drugs. You know, you take that first fucking, blast of cocaine, whoa. But it'll never feel like that again. No, that's why you keep doing it. You're trying to get that feeling of that first blast, you know, you're trying to get that first awesome feeling, and you'll never get it again. It only happens once in your life. You only do something for the first time once in your life, once. And these people, once they've got everything that money could buy, and they've got that stack of fucking gold that's so high they have to have a helicopter to go up to put another shekel on top. They are bored, is what it is. And then that boredom turns into, they start thinking of, well, what else could I, man, what else could I possibly, you know, thrive to gain? And then it comes down to owning human beings. And then it comes down to the freaky shit. That's why you see so much pedophilia at the top. Because it's the taboo. It's the forbidden. I can have the forbidden because my mountain of gold is big enough. I can, it's like, you know, like in the Talmud, these Jews. I could booger a little 3-year-old baby if I wanted to. Think of that, how sick that is. And it's always been that way, people. And when you have hereditary wealth passed from generation to generation, it just gets worse until they're at the point like they are today. They are completely out of their fucking minds. You can look at them on the television. Even the lowly ones, like these so-called congressmen and senators, and that low-life son of a bitch and carnival barker, Trump. I mean, they want that goddamn, they want that excitement again. That you cannot get a second time. I mean, you could buy another gun, man. I really do like this gun. You know, like I've owned a lot of guns in my life. And that was nice. You know, it's nice, but there was nothing like that first gun I got, man. I'll tell you exactly. It was a 243 Winchester. I got it for my 12th Christmas. And I can remember opening that gun. I can remember everything about it. I've owned tons of guns. I couldn't describe all the guns I've owned. But I sure as hell remember that gun. Because it was the excitement of it. You know, it was, the things are brand new. And then
always fear the man who owns one rifle.
What's that?
Always fear a person who only has one rifle.
Why is that?
He's from...
He's familiar with it?
Most likely, yeah. I mean,
No, he's done shot the barrel out of it. He's going to miss my brand new rifle. No, but this is...
I didn't make that up. I heard that somewhere.
Oh, really? I owned a lot of rifles. I mean, there wasn't a whole lot to do out here where I live. So we reloaded and we shot guns and, you know, we hunted and... We became very proficient at it, believe me. But the point here...
You can't have so many spare parts. I mean, it's nice to have just one exact model. Like,
oh, yeah. Yeah, the guy that shoots... I mean, yeah. I don't know, man. I, these... You know, the we just recently... about a month ago, Billy came down and he brought two of my nephews with him. And these guys, I mean, they may have shot skeet one time, you know, they may have taken him out one time. But I tell you what, man, Mark, he is, he's what, going to be 14 this year. And we were up on the edge of the pit and, we started slinging him out there. I mean, he's just busting him. He's turning his back and we're putting two clay targets in the, thrower. He's turning his back with the gun uncocked, turning around, cocking the gun, boom, boom, shooting both of them and never missing. But you know how he plays a lot of Nintendo games where he plays those, the army ones, you know, where you gotta act quick, you gotta think quick I wouldn't want him shooting at me with a shotgun. But then again, with his 30-06, man, he's deadly. But when I could see, I was pretty goddamn deadly myself. I can still shoot real good as far as I can see. That's why I like scopes. You know, I get that scope dead on, man. I mean, when I throw, I've shot deer running with a scope. And you know, a lot of people, when you first go to use a scope, it's hard to find things in them. It takes a long time to learn to just throw that scope up there, but I've done it with a 22 with one of those little tiny goddamn scopes on it. When I throw a scope up, it's right where I'm looking. I mean, I don't care what gun I'm picking up. I don't care if it belongs to somebody else, if it's a gun I've never seen. When I throw that scope up there, it's on target. But, getting back to the subject at hand, what I'm talking about here is the newness of everything. And as you grow up and that's the whole thing with a kid. Think about growing up as a kid. Man, when I get 15, I can get a learner's permit and I can drive in the excitement of it And finally you turn 16 and I got a driver's license. I can go on my, I can get in a car. I'm out of here on my own anywhere I want to go, man. Wow, man. The excitement of it. And then the next thing you know, everybody's sending your ass to the store everywhere, everything everybody wants. You want to go get that? But at first, yeah, man, I want to drive every inch I can. And after a while, you're like, God damn, man, can somebody else go get it? And this is what happens. This is what has happened to this country. This is what has happened to the people of this fucking world. Too much fucking wealth and too little of hands. These people, I mean, they have gone beyond the point to where they can buy anything to excite themselves. They have to do demonic things to get any kind of feeling at all. It's like the coke addict. Well, I mean, once somebody's, you know, into coke, you know, like smoking crack cocaine for about a fucking year, they stay on that pipe, man. They 5 minutes, they want another hit because they're always searching for that first feeling, that first time, the way, and you'll never feel it again. And as you grow older, you'll realize that, you know, something awesome you get to do or something you get to see, something that just strikes you, you know, wow. I mean, like I said, little kid, that first taste of ice cream. But things grow old and they grow boring to you. And then you want to go on, you want to do something else, man. So maybe you work to get a boat and you want to go out and do fishing or skiing or something. Ooh, it's a new thrill. These people have enough money that they could buy anything in the world. And right now they want to own human beings again. It's like the gladiators. I was watching a series on Rome. There was like two or three emperors doing through Pompey and Caesar and maybe Augustus, but I don't remember. But you know, they like these gladiators. You think about them people out there. They were in like a football game to them, and people are hacking each other to death. That was how they got their goddamn excitement, through bloodlust. And in the final equation, that's what it comes down to. You run out of things that excite you, so you have to go for this sick shit. You can't stop. You're addicted. That money, you keep looking at that pile of gold. Anything I want. There's nothing left that excites me. Oh, man. And then that's when the freaky shit starts coming out in you. What haven't I done? Well, I haven't screwed a 3-year-old child. That would be different. And this is what you're fucking looking at. I haven't owned slaves that I could look down the hill and see that little Mary there. Oh, she's developed, man. 12 years old. Woo. I want that. That's Jives. Go get that and bring that up here to me. It is a fucking sickness. And it's something that, you know, some people are just addicted to. I'm not a materialistic person myself. It doesn't take a whole lot to satisfy me. I like to hunt. I like to fish. But there's like the first fish I caught, there'll never be that feeling again. But I enjoy, the challenge of outthinking the fish or outthinking the game, because it's a game, a game of chess or something, you're figuring out, well, where would they be this time of year? Why would they be there? What's the migration routes? Man, I used to have maps when I was young. I ran these mountains so much. I had the migration routes of the deer and the elk marked clear all the way through. I mean, from season to season, different times of the year, and I'd marked the time of the year, and I put an X where I seen them, where I seen the big herds when they were migrating. It's a challenge, it's something to do. I mean, but these guys here, they're not going to play a game of cards. They're not going to play a game of chess. They're not going to get into something like hunting and be expert at it. They want that first snort of cocaine is what they want. That feeling, that brand new feeling. And then they get into the sick shit, and then you have what we have now. You have filthy, filthy, filthy rich people who did not earn their fucking money. They did not work for that money. When you work for something, you appreciate it a whole hell of a lot more. And the good feeling that it gives you in possessing it, it lasts a lot longer. But when you just got a mountain of fucking gold that daddy just handed you, man, well, Jiminy Crickets, what haven't you had already? Look at Trump. He was getting like $23,000 or $123,000 a month allowance at 3 years old. Boy, I bet there was a lot that he yearned for, huh? Anyways, guys, we've made it to the top of the hour, and we've talked about some sick shit today. But, I mean, that is the problem. These son of a bitches, everybody, I mean, I guess the ultimate would be king of the world. I'm king of the world, or a god. I'm like a god. Sacrifice to me. I get to want you cut somebody's heart out in front of me to please me, to give me a little jolt. And that's where we're at, people. You just can't, they live and let live. They don't know what the fucking words mean.
They're going to start hunting us soon, Henry.
Oh, we're going to hunt them, Mark. And that is going to be something new. And that is going to be exciting. Once it gets going, it'll be kind of hairy at times, and some of us are going to die. A couple million of us are going to die because we've been so negligent in our duty to uphold that Bill of Rights so that every man could have a lodial title to his property and could actually earn, or, even in this country as rich as it was, as it is, with the debt-free money, you could go out and earn the things that your heart desired. The first thing a young man back in the day when we used to have morality in this country, a man would want to have, he'd want him a wife and then a house and a little farm. And then, man, you could stay pretty happy with that. Well, my grandfather did his whole fucking life. He owned his land. He had his family. He watched his family grow. He had his grandchildren. I mean, this is normal people. But when you get to this outrage, like people with billions and billions of money, if you couldn't spend it, there's no way you could fucking spend it. There's just too much. And there's no way that one man can do anything to earn that much. It's impossible. I mean, what do? You sign papers, you signed the right papers and you got in with the right clicks, and together you guys stole, because you have to steal. When an honest working man can't make more than a fucking thief, then that something's really wrong with your fucking society, people. The morality's gone. And once it gets to the point to where it's hereditary, like I said, and it turns into mountains of gold, and it gets sick, and that's what we're living in today. We are living this today. There are people out there that want to be able just to point and say, bring me that 12-year-old girl, that 10-year-old boy, that dog, whatever in the fucking thing that's sick mind. Sorry, go ahead.
Henry, this is Al.
Hey, Al, how's it going,
bro? I am going to be so happy when I'm a fighting-ass slave.
There you go.
You have a good evening, my friend.
You too, brother. Anyways,
I get things to work here. Good to hear you.
Stay with it, brother. Anyway, we are at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, just kind of think about it. Think about what motivates these people, and then understand that they are completely fucking insane, and they have the wealth because there's the people that are under them. They got their own little wants and hearts desires too. And what are they willing to do to get a chunk of that gold that that guy has a big mountain of? That's what it all comes down to. Mammon, the god of all gods. And you guys have a great day. And that is the word from the trenches.